That's Surrender off of Metawar, which is Three Teeth's last album that they put out maybe a month ago? Maybe a month and a half ago? Somewhere around there. Before that, you heard... I just did the whole interview. I could split it up into nice parts for you, but then I was like, you know what? I don't want to. So I just did a full 10-minute interview for you with the lead singer of Three Teeth. So there. Enjoy that. I know you did. It's okay. It's fine. And that pretty much covers all of the bands that I talked to at Heavy Montreal between this week and last week. So there you go. That does most of Heavy Montreal. But wait! You're saying there's still a large chunk of show left. How will Andrew possibly fill up all of this time with anything else? Well, it might surprise you to know that even though Heavy Montreal happens, there's other things that are happening around Heavy Montreal. I know, it's crazy, right? It's crazy. And one of those things is a member of the band Botus came into town. Botus is a black thrash band from Philadelphia, more heavy on the black than the thrash. And they were, well, one of the members, Graham, was here just on vacation, just happened to be here. And so they released a record in July. And so I decided that, it would be good then to do an interview. And so I did. So this interview I did at McKibben's right on the very last day of Fantasia. Oh, Fantasia. You were here for 3 weeks all the time, and you seem so long, but you also seem so short. So here's the interview. This is for real. I split this into numerous parts because this was longer than a 10-minute interview. So here's part one of an interview I did with Graham from Botus, where we talk about, you know, the band and their record and Norse mythology, sort of. So keep it locked. It's Great A Explosives, CJLO, 1690 AM. Hey everybody, this is Andrew. And I am joined by a special guest here in Montreal, from all the way down in Philadelphia way. I am joined by Graham from Botus. Oh wait, I should have let you intro yourself in case you're doing one of those black metal surname things, pseudonyms.
No pseudonyms, my name is Graham.
Okay, fair enough. But first, I think since I get to do this so rarely, I think we should start this off with a nice cheers.
Cheers.
All right.
Thanks for having me here.
No problem, man. I mean, I don't control who comes into the city, but you know, it's good to be here. So let me start this off the same way I start off all my interviews. I figure by the time bands get to me, they've already done a bunch of interviews. So what's one question you don't want to answer or you're tired of being asked? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to answer.
I'm an open book. I'm not tired of getting questions.
All right. Fair enough.
I might regret that later. But.
Well, let's talk about Grand Abominations, which is a new record. It just came out.
Yes, like, indeed.
5 days ago or something?
Yeah,
like
last
that?
Friday.
6 days ago? Something like
yes.
That. Have you gotten any kind of initial feedback from the non-critic people? Because critics seem to really like it. Have you gotten, like, fan reports
yeah,
from
yeah, yeah. We've gotten some, well, critic-wise, we got some good coverage on Angry Metal Guy.
Yep.
Who our affiliated act Lore has gotten some great coverage on. So most of the press has come from that and spawned out with some good streams and sales from around the world, which has been awesome.
What was the process like for kind of creating this record? Because I know, like, most bands, when they put out the first record, it's kind of a whirlwind of kind of, like, different problems that can occur. Was it like that for you guys, or was it a smooth sailing operation?
Nothing was smooth sailing.
No, a
great mix of both. Yeah, it took I guess we worked on it for about 2 years. I joined the band after Eric Levetsky, the guitarist, started it as a studio-only project. And so we built the rest of the band through people we knew. The drummer, Greg, and singer, Peter, I used to play in a band for years, a power metal band, prog power metal band. Met Peter in high school and met Greg shortly after I was in college, so felt right as far as band members go. But yeah, it was some Eric came to us with three songs pretty much written. We put our own little flair in it and worked hard at building the rest of the record, so some easier than others.
Fair enough. Well, you guys are sort of a... I think it's safe to say you're kind of like a black thrash band. So are you? Would you call yourself a Trevouk Vault band, as I'm referring to the black metal kids as?
Probably not. I'm probably not educated enough to be truly Kvolt. Although I will say that I just got confirmation that a company called True Kvolt Coffee will be releasing or will be giving our record to all of their coffee subscribers.
I was going to ask about that. So you've beat me to the punch. How did that come about?
Our guitarist Eric is a subscriber, one of these subscribers, and he made sure I reached out.
Are they like a coffee company
they're like coffee subscription. Like, okay, you get a monthly coffee and black
and
metal pairing.
And it just so happens to, okay, all right.
Which seems pretty cool.
Is it a different coffee each month, or is it just like the same coffee with a different?
I don't know. I'd have to ask him. I have a different coffee subscription. not metal related, just for the love of coffee.
So you guys are coffee heads, is what I'm learning.
Yeah, definitely.
So there you go, all coffee companies.
Yeah.
Botus will go and be teaming with you for all time.
Yeah, any custom brews, please reach out.
Well, let's talk a bit about the record. So your cover art, okay, I notice, is kind of like a nice wood kind of surface with your band's name and the title of the album burnt into it. And I noticed that midway on the record is a track called Yggdrasil?
Idrisil. Yes.
I'm sorry. My Norse is very bad.
Which you caught that it was Norse.
Which, as I looked it up, is kind of the tree in Greek mythology that connects all the nine worlds, or realms, as you Marvel people might understand it. Is that a coincidence, or is that just something?
No, yeah, definitely we wanted some tree imagery on the cover. So our drummer Greg is actually, I guess, the visual artist in the band. And that's an actual, I believe it's etching. He's probably going to kill me, and I don't know the exact technique, but some rotting piece of wood he found in his backyard. And so it's actually a photograph. It's not a drawing or anything like that.
So it's been, like, photoshopped into it?
Yes. Not photoshopped in, but actually etched onto the wood. Like, burnt onto the wood, I believe.
All right.
Don't kill me, Greg. But, yeah, definitely wanted the visuals to match that song in particular.
Is that kind of, like, a theme of the albums? Like, Norse things? Or is that just kind of a...
I actually don't... There's less theme in the album than you would think.
Okay, alright.
Lyrics came from all over. Like I said, Eric came to us with three songs. He wrote lyrics for two of those. And we actually had a pretty even spread of us contributing lyrics. There were some songs where we needed help, and yeah, so I'm not... So the Idrisil lyrics I wrote most of, which is the only song that I wrote any on.
So this is good that I've asked you this question.
Yes,
it's almost like I planned it.
So that's the one I can speak to most. I wouldn't say I'm a student of Norse mythology that much, but I do read a lot of fiction.
All right. Well, you guys, Botus is from Philadelphia.
Correct.
But I find that when someone says they're from Philadelphia, it's like someone saying they're from Boston or they're from Toronto. Mm-hmm. It usually means, like, I am in somewhere that is close to that, but not exactly that. Is that the case with you guys?
Sort of. We live in Philly. I live in the city proper.
Cool.
And I grew up
like a rare
breed. In a suburb 30 minutes away.
All right.
We're an actual Philly band.
Do you think it's as important for a band to be from a major city? Because it used to be like bands would kind of have to move to these large cities to get attention and then get signed and then go from there. But now with the internet, that seems to be different. Do you think that's still as important or is important to be from somewhere?
It depends what kind of band you want to be, okay, I guess. I actually, for my job, I book shows for a living in Philly. So as a promoter, it does help if you have a hub and if you start in one place. We're a very Philly-centric band. We haven't played outside of the city yet. So I do think that's important. In a place like Philly where there are major markets, on the next towns over, New York, D.C. have great metal scenes. So I think as far as a band like us, it is important
Okay.
Yeah.
Something that I've realized about Montreal recently that I don't know is kind of, or that might be unique to Montreal, I don't know, hence me asking this question. Montreal kind of has a couple of different places where bands will jam. There's like basically three places where every band seems to have a place where they jam at. Is that also the case in Philadelphia? Are there like only a couple places for bands to jam, or is it just bands are
as far as everywhere? Rehearsing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that is pretty true in Philly. We used to have a rehearsal space that we shared with a band called Basilisk, one of the few other Philly black metal bands, which was a warehouse, and it seems like it was more of an artist space. Some businesses worked out of there. But there are a lot of, because there's plenty of noise ordinances, and we've had trouble with playing at our drummer's house not working out. So, yeah, there are hot spots. Seems like West Philly, people can afford a rehearsal space there if you get a good group together. So I would say that is true.
Is there, I find also in Montreal that bands are kind of very, this is probably the worst description, but I can think of no better word, incestuous, in that everyone seems to be in like five or six different bands at once. Is that also the case in Philadelphia?
I can definitely say that's the case for us. We're in a bunch of bands, but they all have the same, like the drummer and I play in a duo project. We play live every so often. And our singer Peter is in 1,000 bands. So we are incestuous. There are a couple friends' bands that definitely have a ton of members. Particularly our friends Cleric. Those dudes are in a bunch of bands, so I would say yes.
I was going to ask you about Landstrider, because I find that people that are in different bands seem to get, or at least they tell me, they get different things from every band that they're in, I guess as far as creatively and like just fulfillment-wise. What does Bodus and Landstrider give to you kind of creatively?
So, I guess Landstrider, Greg and I's duo, definitely doesn't confine us to metal. The concept of the project is I split my signal. I play bass. It's a bass and drums duo, but I split my signal into an octave up. And that actually came before Bodus. Greg and I were also in Lore together, so we've been playing together for 8 or 9 years. And it just gives us an outlet to not really confine us to a genre. Like, we'll play Chili Peppers inspired funk stuff with I don't really it's difficult to describe the band, but slower stuff too. Gives an outlet to do some doomier stuff without trying to play fast all the time. But it's a great outlet, and we play live really rarely, and it's just a good experience not to have the pressure to be a brand, basically.
We can be whatever we want to be.
Exactly. And I'm sure he gets much different creative value out of that project as well, but I have a great time with that.
You mentioned before that Philadelphia is kind of not known for black metal. When I think of kind of the Philly music scene, something that springs to mind immediately is like hardcore and things like that. You mentioned that there's one band, at least, that you've said that is another black metal band.
Yes.
Are there others aside from the two of you, or are you a small kind of contingency?
Pretty small contingency, and we haven't even gotten a chance to play with a lot of them. There's a band called Dumal that's an amazing band. I wouldn't say we totally pigeonhole ourselves to black metal. There's an incredible amount of progressive bands and death metal bands in the city that make me excited. So, but yeah.
When you guys have done black metal, like, is there a kind of audience for black metal when you guys play? Is there a lot of people that show up to the show? Like, what is making it so that Philly is kind of not producing as many black metal bands, I guess?
That's a tough question. I'm not sure how to answer it.
Is the audience there for it, I guess, is the question.
Who knows? That's to be determined.
All right. Well, I guess when Two Mold comes, then you guys will be able to judge from that.
Yeah, we actually played with Two Mold the week before our record came out, which was awesome. It was a little weird. It was our record release show, and it surprise sold out the night before.
All right.
So a ton of our friends got shut out. It kind of felt like an anti-celebration. So our few friends that could get in had a great time. And it was awesome to play with these guys and in front of a packed house of people who had never heard of us before.
You guys are obviously a small band. This is your first record. What I'm always curious to know for kind of bands that are smaller, that aren't signed to a label, since now in 2019 the idea of a label has changed so much from even 10 years ago of what a label is supposed to do and what it supplies to a band. If you guys were to sign to one, which I see that you're not exactly looking at the moment, but if you were to sign to one, what would that label have to like tell you they're going to do for you? What would you expect them to do?
So there have been talks about forming our own.
Oh, all right, that's interesting.
Just because all of us and our affiliated projects seem to be coming out with albums at the same time.
Okay.
And it would be good to brand them together. I'm not sure what that would look like. I certainly am scared of the amount of work that would... I wouldn't be at the helm of that. But yeah, I don't think... I don't really foresee a... label in our future that's not completely us, because in general people don't have your you can't have your best interest in mind if you're working with somebody else, but I'm open to it, but it's been the success with our other bands and how this release has gone so far just makes me more confident that we can do it on our own, especially we have a recording engineer in house. We did the whole record by ourselves in our singer's basement, who produced the record.
That definitely helps, for sure.
Yes. So, saving money-wise, but I mean, it would be unbelievable to work with some of my favorite producers, who I listen to all the time. That's hopefully in the cards for the next record, possibly.
You did the album release with Tomb Mold. Did you guys make physical copies of it?
Yes, yeah, we have physical copies.
On
CD.
CD?
Yes.
Are you thinking about, because, you know, black metal and tape always go well together, or vinyl, is that something that is in the future possibly, or is that like, no, we're not even going to think about that?
Probably
right
not even going to think about it, because it's expensive.
Yes, of course. Well, you never know, you know.
Yeah,
some maybe. Bands are like, we are committed to this. We will put it on cassettes so people can buy them and never listen to them. I read that one of your favorite books is House of Leaves.
Yeah.
That strikes me as a very kind of more prog type of book, if I could label it as such, because it's so kind of non-structured and about so many different things all around.
I guess that is a good connection.
I mean, it's a stretch, but, you know.
No. I totally see it as a scattered-brained type book. Actually, that's where I took the name Idrisil from. The very end of House of Leaves, there's a short poem about Idrisil.
Oh, yes, that's true.
That connects the house to the tree.
I read that book, and I have... having to follow it, it's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, I've had to reread it, and I'm just a huge Dan Ulewski fan. His other series, The Familiar, I'm a huge fan of, as far as experimentalism in fiction. It's unparalleled.
Yeah, it seems like metal in general kind of, in one way, can lend itself to kind of creative things, but on another, I find that metal seems to look back a lot. Like, you know, just recently here in Montreal, Heavy Montreal just came through,
yes,
and Slayer was here, and like, you know, whenever people talk about, you know, bands, they're always like, well, the most known band was Slayer, you know, whatever it might be. Do you find that metal is as kind of experimental and takes as many chances as you would like?
Yes, I would say the bands that I'm into are the ones that are taking risks. That's a general statement. I definitely like certain types of straightforward metal, but the most exciting to me are the ones that are experimenting.
What are you listening to lately?
I am most recently been obsessed with Warforged, like a very tech death I think the record is an hour and 15 minutes. Just incredible production. That's what I've been jamming to.
Did you see them last night or two nights ago?
No, I saw that they were actually in Quebec City the last, when I arrived in Montreal, I believe, or that same day.
Yeah.
I'm with a bunch of family and friends here.
Constricts the movement that one can do.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll definitely see them. Hopefully, I think they're not too far. I think they're in Chicago, so I'll try to get them to Philly.
Well, if you can book them, that makes it very easy. You guys, if you're listening, there's a connection right here that you have for Philly.
Please.
Well, what's next for you guys in both? What's kind of the rest of the year look like for you guys?
We're planning some more shows around Philly and hopefully planning a short tour on the East Coast.
Coming up to Montreal?
Maybe.
All right. Maybe's better than no. All right.
Here. Okay. And just keep writing. We've got some good stems of songs in the bank, so I'm looking forward to the next record.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks, man, for sitting down and chatting with me.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.